okay. Just make yourself comfortable now. If you want to close your eyes, that's a good idea. But if you don't, that's fine too. Now, just listen quietly to the sound of my voice. And of course, you'll be aware of all those other sounds too. Sounds from inside the building and sounds from outside. But these won't disturb you. In fact, they are going to help you relax. Because the only sound you need to think about is the sound of my voice. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, just simply allow your body to be at ease. As you allow yourself to relax even more now. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, just simply allow your body to be at ease, as you allow yourself to relax even more now. I wonder if you can sense the beating of your own heart. Sensing that beat, and just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down, just a touch. Just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down just a little. You can then feel your whole body slowing down, becoming lazier and lazier. Nobody wanting anything, nobody expecting anything. So you can allow your whole body to continue to relax and become steadier and easier until it's just taking over like a well-maintained machine. Just taking over smoothly, easily, quietly, comfortably, so that you can become gradually more aware of your whole self. Aware of your hands and arms, just sensing how they are now. Aware of your legs and feet, too. Again, just sensing how relaxed they might be, and wondering if it's possible to relax them even more. Yet remaining totally alert, and noticing now how even your face muscles can begin to really relax. Relaxing and letting go of the tensions that were there, almost, but not quite, completely unnoticed. Just being vaguely aware of the skin and the muscles of your face settling, smoothing out, a good feeling. Wondering just how long all that tension had been there, where it all came from in the first place, and then realizing that you simply couldn't care less, because you can feel it draining away from you now, and that feels good. And as you continue to sense the beating of your heart and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm, you wonder at the fact that you are so absolutely relaxed and comfortable that you simply can't be bothered to even try to move a single muscle. Even though you know you easily could, if you wanted to. I know that you easily could, if you wanted to. But you simply can't be bothered to even try. Allowing yourself to just be relaxed, and relaxing even more now. As lazy and relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And I wonder if you can now manage to relax even more, even though you are already as relaxed as it is possible for most people to ever be. Just finding those last tiny traces of tension in your body, and simply letting them go. With each easy, gentle breath you breathe, I'm going to count down from 5, and with each layer, you find yourself falling deeper and more relaxed. Five. You are just so relaxed and feel yourself going even deeper. Yourself slipping a little bit more. Three. Oh, such a relaxed state, such an enjoyable state. Two. Just continue listening as your mind slips in a nice, deep trance. One. Empty of everything, as everything has faded away. Allowing every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your entire body to be as beautifully relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And now that your mind is calm and clear, just gradually relax as everything unimportant fades away for a short while. We're just going to be watching a little play. A play about you, and your mind, and your body. Relax and enjoy as these words just slip slowly, deeply, down under your skin, making it so much easier to feel the sensations they talk about in place of what you'd usually feel. To see the images they speak of in place of what you'd usually see. And somewhere, deep in the back of your mind, you know what these words speak of even before they are spoken. Words of happiness, kindness, and love filling your mind. You feel humble and shy, and a love for animals and friendship. Things that bring a smile to your face and relax you, knowing that they've just what you find wonderful. Just let yourself relax into them as you feel the changes slowly, surely wash over you. Just slight changes at first, but then quite a bit more intensely, until you reach your goal, a bright checkered finish line. A kind pony always reaches her goals. Helping others comes first. You are there to cheer her on, right? You are in a new place, having fallen from up high, cloud stair. The Pegasus race, the terrifying drop to the surface. but it ended well. You wouldn't change a thing, ever, since you landed on the butterflies that carried you down to the surface with green grass and beautiful trees everywhere around you. You can hear water flowing, birds chirping. You can see beautiful animals, feel the fresh air, the wind slightly blowing on you. You feel so very relaxed. The sound of nature brings a strong calm to the very core of your heart, touching you in a very, very special way. Right before the sonic boom that scared your nuclear friends, you ran to their aid, comforting them. You are in your element. No pony cares as you do. You are truly kind. Feel as your fingers and your toes begin to grow numb. A nice warm tingling feeling, starting at the tip of your fingers and toes, then spreading downward slowly, deeply penetrating into your being. As the numbness continues to spread, you observe that your skin begins to take on a more elastic form, stretching out. Your fingers begin to melt into one, forming web-like connections of skin, muscle, and nerve between your fingers. As they continue to smooth together, their tips becoming shinier and harder, like fingernails. A sturdy yet smooth covering, as they become your new hooves. As they merge together, four and three and two, until all that remains are your beautiful hooves. The bones in your legs twist and bend, painless diffusing together to give you the hind legs of a pony, a nice light Pegasus frame. So hard to stand into legs anymore, you don't even want to bother try, just letting the changes relentlessly progress. So easy to just give in and let your body and mind get what they desire, as your arms, too, undergo similar, unstoppable action. You are doing great, Fluttershy. They reform, developing, changing, so that you can comfortably stand on four legs. Feelings of kindness, of concern, and love. You realize how kind you really are. You realize how you are apprehensive. Second to none, elderly quiet, you tend to shy away from others, even around your closest friends, you're still modest in your demeanor. However, you find peace, wonder, and the companionship with your animal friends, connections with every living creature. You suddenly want to rush to their aid and to heal them. It's like drugs to you. The love between you and your friends is awe but unbreakable. Even if you don't say much, you always want to be there for them. Pain and unhappiness leaves you devastated. There's a calmness, an absolute glee that fills your heart. To truly be alive and be a pony, gracious and quiet. passionate and caring. It feels like something completely and totally natural to you. As simple as breathing in and out. I'm understanding that somewhere deep in your mind, deep within it, you do indeed enjoy these changes, and this will become more and more apparent as time goes on. Something about them calms your nerves, soothes your senses, to where it feels so easy and right to just let them come onward. Something as sure and real as gravity, how you get down to the surface. Fear as the changes pass over your ear, slowly causing it to expand, becoming softer, fuller, rounder. Your legs are only slightly wider apart. It does feel somewhat good deep down in your mind for your body to experience these changes, even if you felt embarrassed at first. Now you're sure of yourself. You got this, shy pony. Different from usual daily life, but welcome all the same, because who wouldn't want to be a cute master pony? To have some magic and happiness in their day? I know I would, and that's a fact. Every pony deserves to feel good. Another quick twinge of energy shoots to the base of your spine, creating a nub that extends out for a foot or two, taking on the partial shape of a parabolic curve. Once formed, soft, silken hair bursts forth from it like a flower in first bloom. You feel a slight shimmer, a shiver down your entire spine as it takes on a pink hue, extending from its base to the tip of your newly formed tail, making you happy. You feel a heaviness, making you feel more sturdy and balanced, safe and secure. You wouldn't know what to do without it. Although it takes a little effort to hold your tail up at first, it quickly becomes second nature. Swish it back and forth, getting used to the new sensations. The expressive ponytail to complement your new pony backside. It is a soft, pastel pink. You now remember that pink means unconditional love and nurturing. The color washes over you. And so you realize how simply wonderful it is to be a good pony and help others around you. Because you care, regardless of how they seem. You can't help but wonder what will come next. Feel as the hair on your head spins outward, growing longer, softer, down the back of your neck and over your new pony shoulders. Feel as the hair on your head spills outward, growing longer, softer, down the back of your neck and over your new pony shoulders. A lovely, flowing, pink mane for you to wear with pride. Feel now, just below your shoulders, the firm stretching feeling of two large, strong wings, slowly, gradually growing, sprouting outward, connected down your side with the soft, sleek, yellow feathers. You can feel them move up and down as they slowly grow out. they make a small breeze as you rub on them before they rest comfortably by your side. Your new Pegasus wings, soft and light, fluffy and free. It is going to be so amazing to fly. You are doing great, little pony. And as your wings grow and shoot out, like a bolt of lightning, you start to remember a story. Falling from Cloudsdale, while Rainbow Dash defended your honor. You can feel them move up and down as they slowly grow out, coming to rest comfortably by your side. Your new Pegasus wings, soft and light. My wings. The world fills you with a twinge of excitement as they continue to grow. The three layers of feathers, each having its own special job to do, to give you the exhilarating ability of flight. For when you do fly, until they will eventually fully form with a soft, graceful look to them, just as you've always visualized. Just as you've always wanted, as I'm sure you're aware. I wonder if you could feel the speed in your new wings. Feel their grace surge deep in your mind and body, coming to you so effortlessly, so surely. And the tingling change creeps ever closer to your head, passing over your neck as your throat tingles and your voice becomes a softer, barely audible, and meek one. A perfectly fitting voice for a pony as shy as you. Feel as the hair on your head spills outward, growing longer, softer, down the back of your neck and over your new pony shoulders. A lovely, beautiful mane for you to wear with pride. As your ears stretch outwards, upwards, becoming pointed mirror's ears. These are your new ears. You now wiggle them about. Your shy nature aroused as you pick up those new, crisper, clearer sounds. They may startle you at first, but that's okay. You're doing great, Fluttershy. They are covered in a soft, lush, yellow fur that warms and comforts you as they move to catch the slightest noise around them. When you are happy or interested in something, they will be perky and upright. When you are sad or tired, they will lie to your side. It feels so delightful, absolutely amazing, to be scratched behind your new bony ears. To accompany this new set of ears, you feel a soft, yet firm pulling sensation in your mouth as your jaw pulls outward into your new mouth. Your face extends out to so naturally form your lovely head, animated, friendly eyes. You can feel your eyes changing with your head, extending out so gently, growing larger, so you can see even more. Your iris changing color to a lovely, light blue tone. Your eyelashes growing out steadily, lengthening into lovely feminine lashes. I wonder if you could pat them ever so gently, feeling the soft, gentle lashes on your fur. A graceful pony head for a shy pony. A tickling sensation spreads over every facet of your skin as you feel soft, short fur covering your entire body, leaving you with an entire equine form and coat. A lovely yellow Pegasus. Already your mind feels such thoughts filling it. Warm thoughts. Soft and quiet. Caring until the end. Daydreaming. Caregiving. Relaxing it. So natural, as you know this to be true, because you are the shy pony. Fluttershy. So relaxed. You're feeling a bit skeptical, but enthusiastic. You feel confident, admiring your new body. Now you can feel your new body. See your new body. Imagine and feel all the sensations as you walk around on your hooves. The forelegged gait and swishing tail. Pointed ears, the beautiful swift wings, and shy, calming feelings of love, kindness, friendship. The curved muzzle and smooth fur, all yours to enjoy and play in. And you know that you can go back to this state anytime you choose. All you have to do is speak one little phrase. I'm a shy pony. And whenever you say, I'm a shy pony, you will feel every change I described here return to the surface, changing back to the shy little pony from the person you are instantly. For the changes you've made are always here. They're now part of you. As much a part of you as your heart and mind. And there may be times when you can't be the shy little pony, when the person you are may be required for some reason or another. And when you know that will be the case for you, then all you need is one little phrase. Revert to normal. And whenever you say, revert to normal, every change here will melt away. Going dormant until the next time you can be the shy little pony you truly want to be. And every time you return to this state by saying, I'm a shy pony, it will feel even more natural for you. Your desire to be the little pony becoming stronger and stronger with every visit. The desire to listen and sing seeming more and more inescapable. More attractive with each trip into the body and mind of this shy pony, and the experience expands more and more with each visit. And now it is time to wake back up. Waking up on the count of five. You'll find that with each number, you'll wake up a little bit more. Slowly but surely come into consciousness in your lovely pony form. The sensations of your new pony body and mind just becoming that much stronger with each passing word, just as they have been this whole time. Consciousness returning, those wonderful, kind thoughts, slowly begin to become aware of your beautiful pony form, hooves and wings, muzzle and tail, and your flowing mane and ears too. And then, your surroundings mainly begin to come back into focus. Little pony.